Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner to the person they choose. Season 20, Is Infidelity the Right of a Man? I'm here today with Nilola, an empathetic psychotherapist from Lagos State, Nigeria, to discuss, is infidelity the right of a man? Episode 1, Historical, Cultural, and Religious Perspectives on Infidelity. In this episode, we're going to explore Nilola's points of view on how infidelity, particularly from the male perspective, has been perceived and addressed across different cultures, religions, and historical eras. So welcome, Nilola, and what do you think?
Well, thank you very much for having me on your podcast. My thoughts when it comes to infidelity being the right of a man. Yes, there are a lot of, how would I put it? There are a lot of different, this has to do with different different people's perspective when it comes to their cultural, religious norms. But generally speaking, morally speaking, I think that's the right word. Morally speaking, I would say infidelity is no one's right at all. Infidelity is no one's right. Because there's this thing I usually say, there's a thin line between even cultures that promote polygamy. There's a thin line between polygamy and infidelity, whether polygamy or polyandry, because infidelity is not just, though we are focused on men, polyandry has to do with women, a woman marrying multiple husbands, right? So let's just focus on polygamy, a man marrying multiple wives. There's a thin line between infidelity and polygamy, because in polygamy, there is consent given and there is some level of people are aware of it. But when it comes to infidelity, in most cases, the one of the partner is the one in a secret affair with someone else. So there is if something that you have to do in secret, something that you are not confident to go out and tell people that, oh, I'm sleeping with different women and I have a wife, I have a family at home. It's not something you should be proud of. So I would clearly say infidelity is not a man's right. Let me use my country, for example, or most African countries, for example. Polygamy is, yes, we have a culture of monogamy marriage and the polygamy marriage, right? And most times in the, so men sometimes believe, since they have the right to marry, especially for, because let's say, for example, Nigeria, for example, in Nigeria, the traditional culture supports polygamy, right? Especially, in fact, in most tribes in Nigeria, the major tribes in Nigeria, we have the Yoruba, the Hausa, the Igbos. In fact, for these three major dominant tribes, the culture actually supports polygamy. But definitely, generally, we have the law guiding marital relationship in the country is towards monogamy. A polygamy marriage is not recognized by the law. But then we also see in between the cultural norms when it comes to the support of polygamy, we have, how should I put it, the religious, because also in Nigeria we have like two major dominant religions in Nigeria. We have the Christianity, we have the Islamic religion, and then we have the traditionalists, though they are not as known or as popular as the Christianity and the Islamic religion. In Christianity, we all know that the Christianity religion is not in support of polygamy, is in support of monogamy. But when it comes to the Islamic religion, is the opposite. Even though the Islamic religion supports polygamy, the Islamic religion is still against infidelity, but most men, just the thin line between infidelity and polygamy, because most men believe, let's say for example, men, for even the traditional marriage, traditional religion or whatever, also supports polygamy, a polygamy system of marriage. So see, for the Islamic and the traditional that supports polygamy, like I stated, there's a thin line between polygamy and infidelity. I've read some things related to the Quran that clearly states that the Quran, their religion is obviously against infidelity, but people still find it difficult. They still believe, oh, since I can marry more than one wife, I can go ahead and just be with whoever I want to be, forgetting about the vows or the commitment they have with their wife. So the thing, and like I stated earlier, the thin line between polygamy and infidelity is the fact that one requires consent while the other one is done at the backyard. You're trying to hide it. So going back to the main question, stating if infidelity is the right of a man, if something you are not proud of, you can't confidently, you might joke around with it to your friends, with people who share the same value system with you, that, oh, my girlfriend, you know, my side chick and all that. But you can't confidently come out in public. Even we have people that are so, I'm sorry to use the word, I don't want to use the word shameless, but that's what it seems like. When you make your own wife, the woman you are committed to know that you have other women you are sleeping with outside there, and you know they don't have a choice than to accept it. Possibly they also have to, not because they don't have a choice, but because they, at that situation, the woman believes she doesn't have a choice, she just have to abide by whatsoever the man is presenting to him. Even in that case, the man cannot confidently go out and just tell the whole world that I have a side chick. You understand? Because it's different from having a side chick is different from saying, oh, I married a second wife or something. So that's really the major thing. Like, so I don't think infidelity is not the right of anyone. It's just like something very funny I saw on Twitter, the S app recently. A married man was a popular musician in Nigeria, was in a club, so he was just doing his video, and a married man brought in his side chick to the club, and the way he was having fun with the side chick was all in the video, and he has been begging those teams to take down the video from the internet, and because he doesn't even have the right to tell them to take it. So it was a very fun conversation on Twitter Nigeria. So this is another proof that infidelity is no one's right, something you're not proud to do. So that answers the question that infidelity is not the right of a man, is not the right of a woman, is no one's right.
Nilola, that's, so if I can recap, so what you're saying is that even if the historical religious perspectives allow, if you will, a man to have multiple women in his life, that if it's kept it secret, if it's kept something that he can't tell everyone, then that's infidelity. And that's, even if the culture supports a man having multiple wives, if you're keeping it secret, that's infidelity, and that crosses the line.
Yes, because if the culture, if you want to go by the cultural standard of polygamy, it means you have to, in fact, you have to take the second wife or the third wife or whoever, the numbers of wives you want to marry, you have to take them, introduce them to your family, perform some marital rites, maybe paying the woman's dowry, and all that, the wife has to be introduced to the major, the main wife in the house, the first wife. So that's how it's been done. Though there might be a little difference in how the Muslim does theirs, but there's a ceremony being performed to say, oh, this person has, this new wife has been married into our family. So in infidelity, that's not the case. You just go around, even if you have a single girlfriend, you're not even sleeping around with different, because we have some men that just pick a woman and they just commit to her even though they have a wife at home. It's infidelity.
Right.
Because there's no consent given, your wife doesn't know about it. Even if your wife knows about it, she knows about it in backyard. It's not something you can confidently come out to say, or so you can know. So it's not, I personally stand on it that it's not the right of any man.
Okay, thank you. So that's, thank you for that. So that'll close episode one. Thank you, Lola. In next episode two, we're going to explore societal norms and gender roles in answering and just exploring the question, is infidelity the right of a man?